Money never sleeps, pal.
Hey there, I'm Pete Townsend, and this is Money Never Sleeps. We look inside the minds of entrepreneurs and at the crossover of startups, enterprise, finance, technology, and life as we know it. In this episode, I'm introducing you to the 12 fantastic founding teams from the Techstars Web3 Class of 2024, who are building the decentralized internet, tokenized economies, and helping to onboard the first 1 billion users of Web3. It feels different this time. We're now well into the next bull run in crypto, but the experience of having lived through the last four cycles puts my mindset firmly in the category of restrained optimism for the long-term growth of the decentralized internet rather than wild speculation. Fred Ersam, one of the original Coinbase co-founders and now co-founder and general partner at venture capital firm Paradigm, shared some insights with Paradigm's portfolio companies during the last bull run in 2021. And this part of Fred's letter jumped out at me as being uniquely timeless. When things are good, they're never as good as they seem. When things are bad, they're never as bad as they seem. I don't know how the current cycle will play out, or even that it is a cycle at all. I do know that every past cycle has left crypto stronger than where it started. Times when things feel like they are going well are the times to build resiliency and set yourself up for success, no matter what the future holds. I hope you embrace that opportunity. That's Fred Ersam again from Paradigm. Those are wise words indeed. We're certainly embracing this opportunity with the Techstars Web3 Class of 2024, which we largely built before the bull run was in full swing, so the timing could not be better for these founders to be connecting with mentors, executing fast, and fundraising. We've invested up to $120,000 into each of the 12 companies, and we're now on a mission to help them find their path to product market fit. To quote Hugh McGurr, our Techstars Web3 investment principal, find your product market fit and the money will follow. Putting your head down and building for users, focusing on the fundamentals and building for the long term is a space we play in. We sought out founders who signaled that they were prepared to build for the long term, and we looked at over 600 teams to find our top 12. This year, I'm thrilled to have the support of the team behind AlephZero as a Techstars Web3 innovation member. AlephZero is a layer one blockchain that enables teams to deploy scalable, secure, low-cost, and ZK privacy-enhanced products across multiple verticals, from DeFi and gaming to enterprise. They're contributing some amazing technical and commercial expertise to our Web3 mentor group, and our founders are excited about working with them. In a perfect setting for initiating relationships, we kicked off week one in Dublin on March 11th with the benefit of our Ireland-based mentors engaging with the founders during a special day of in-person Mentor Madness office hours. We've built a deep pool of mentors over the past 3 years, and this year, we're focusing on three core mentor profiles: Web3 product builders, Web3 user growth and partnership experts, and those with strong Web3 fundraising chops. While the program is largely online, we'll be taking the show on the road twice more. We'll descend on London in April from the 22nd to 26th, and New York City in the first week of June. If you'd like to connect with us in any of these locations, I'd love to hear from you. Now, it's your turn to meet the Techstars Web3 Class of 2024, all right here on Money Never Sleeps. First up is Rene Pinel, co-founder and CEO of Artisan.
Hi, I'm Rene, founder of Artisan. Artisan is a match funding platform for breakthroughs in art, science, and technology. We help creators unlock match funding from sponsors by selling cultural artifacts to their fans. We've been around for a couple of years. We've helped creators raise over $1 million now.
Next up is Andrea Maielli, co-founder and CEO of The Colony.
Hi, everyone. I'm Andrea. I'm the CEO and one of the co-founders of The Colony. The Colony is a platform that tokenizes real-world assets, particularly collectibles. We are a launchpad and marketplace built for collectors and resellers. We allow resellers to really scale their business and engage their community on the back of our patent-pending swap protocol. And we solve multiple pain points that exist in that reseller cycle with blockchain.
Now, on to Tom Daniel, co-founder and CEO of Ember AI.
Hi, I'm Tom, CEO of Ember AI, and we're building a conversational AI companion that gives answers and takes actions.
Now here's Tiago Ferreira, co-founder and CEO of Fair AI.
We are fueling the democratization of open source AI through a decentralized marketplace with digital property rights. In practice, this means that anyone can use our platform to upload open source AI models or provide computation for the already available models. Then, any person interested in open source AI can select a model and operator that match their needs, pay them, and obtain an AI-generated digital asset in return.
Next up is Ilya Orlov, co-founder and CEO of FileMarket.
Hey, everyone. My name is Ilya Orlov. I'm based in Vietnam right now. I'm leading the team of FileMarket. We've been building it since August 2022. And we are all in the crypto space since like around 2015, 16, 17. And we're building peer-to-peer file sharing protocol for storing, transferring, and trading any kind of digital goods or files. We're on the mission to preserve the most important knowledge of humanity.
Next, we have Daniel Uribe, founder and CEO of Genobank.
Hello, hello, everybody. I am very proud and happy to be here in this cohort. I am based in Palo Alto, in California. What we do is basically we ensure the privacy and data ownership of users' genetic information. And simultaneously, we solve for genetic testing companies and laboratories the need for attestations for the data that they create. And we offer the provenance from which biosample ID or DNA kit that specific data set came from. And we are super specialized on genomics, and basically that's what we do.
Now here's Jungwon Kim, co-founder and CEO of Lantern.
Hey guys, my name is Jung. I'm the CEO of Lantern Finance. At Lantern, we're building a full suite crypto banking platform for the everyday investor, built with staking as our foundation. So just 3 months ago, we launched our first product, which is a pure play ETH staking offering. In basically 3 months, we are at a little over $1 million worth of ETH stake on our platform. Later this week, we're signing our first self-paying loan offering where clients can borrow against their staked ETH and use the staking rewards to offset their interest payment. So really excited about that. Personally, very excited to join Techstars. I'm a first-time founder. So, you know, really, I think there's a lot to learn here. And, you know, just the network is incredible.
Next is Kenny Izeji Okoye, co-founder and CEO of Millicent.
Hey, everyone. I'm Kenny, the CEO of Millicent. We're building a compliant layer 2 blockchain for on-chain financial services designed to use self-sovereign identity to preserve user privacy while unlocking the compliance needed to use tokenized real-world assets in composable DeFi applications to increase efficiencies and provide better rewards for users on all sides of the market. We've previously worked with Bank of England, Bank of International Settlements, etc. I'm really excited to join Techstars.
Now we've got Julia Kemp, founder and CEO of PawPass.
Hi, everyone. I'm Julia from PawPass, based just outside London in a city called Bath. PawPass is the first ever digital ID for animals to digitize veterinary paperwork, vaccine history, and travel documentation so owners can share their dog's data with just a QR code. And we're currently working to try and make dog travel as seamless and as effortless as possible.
And now here's Nick Mason, co-founder and CEO of Proofspace.
Hi, everyone. Nick Mason here. I'm CEO and one of the co-founders of Proofspace. Proofspace is on a mission to bring trust, security, and efficiency to online interactions by accelerating the adoption of user-centric ID technology.
Next up is Fabian Arneodo, co-founder and CEO of SportSync Tech.
Hey, everyone. I'm Fabian, CEO and founder of SportSync Tech. We are based in France. We create the first sports ID for amateur sports. We aim to aggregate all the data coming from different platforms in one single point and, put everything in the blockchain. So this is what we are doing.
And last but not least is Roman Geiler, co-founder and CEO of Savvy.
My name is Roman, and at Savvy, we solve for the biggest problem in DeFi for our customers, which is liquidation risk and opportunity costs by allowing the user to yield farm and borrow at the same time using our synthetic credit platform. We do this against stablecoins, Ethereum and Ethereum derivatives, as well as BTC, making us the first non-liquidating lender against Bitcoin. And we're built on Arbitrum today, but we look to go across many chains as well as into the real world asset space as well.
That does it for this week, folks. You can find links to learn more about the Techstars Web3 Class of 2024 on our website, moneyneversleeps.ie. We'll also cover this in our Money Never Sleeps newsletter on Substack, so check that out on moneyneversleeps.substack.com and subscribe. If you like what you heard, please leave us a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify as it helps others to find the show. Also, thanks to Conan Brophy from CreateSound for mixing and editing this episode. Conan is an excellent media man to get in touch with when you're thinking about launching your own podcast. As for me, I'm an early stage startup investor focused on where fintech meets crypto and crypto meets Web3, and I lead the Techstars Web3 Accelerator. There are plenty of links in the show notes on moneyneversleeps.ie on how to get in touch, so don't hesitate to reach out. Finally, till next time, thanks for listening. See ya!